This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris O'Brien is running a little late. He's back home from, believe it or not, a little bit later we'll also be hearing from one of our famed forum moderators. That sounds really positive. Gogs Mackay, who will be reporting in from his palatial estate or shack in Scotland. Of course, last week when we had Bob Zanotti, a good friend of mine, a former paranormal radio broadcaster on the show, we had Gogs as the guest co-host. But this week, we welcome back someone who was on the show back in 2013, probably not long after he took on his post as the, what do they call it, executive director of the Mutual UFO Network, MUFON. Now, I've heard the post referred to as director, international director, and executive director. Is that a difference without a distinction?
Well, actually, back in about 2012, the then current international director, Dave McDonald, came to the board and said he'd like to change the title from international director to executive director to be more in line with what other nonprofits call their lead, you know, executive. So we went ahead and just voted to make it executive director. I actually like the international director better. It sounds bigger.
It sounds more famous. You know, executive is somebody who sits in an office.
Yeah.
But exactly. International director, I mean, that's tremendous. It sounds like you're a world traveler. But are you a world traveler? Does MUFON have lots of members outside the U.S.?
Well, we actually do. We have well over 600 members worldwide. We operate in 43 countries as well as all 50 states. And just because you brought that up, I'll be traveling to Brazil in 2 weeks to speak at A.J. Gavard's conference down there. I believe it's Iguazu Falls or something to that effect. I've never been there. It's called the Niagara Falls of the South America. But it's going to be quite a big conference that he runs every year, and it was nice enough to invite me to come down and present the MUFON story.
AJ's been on the PowerCast on several occasions. We always have a lot of fun talking to him. That sounds great. How do you work in concert with the organizations in other parts of the world?
Well, actually, AJ, for a number of years, was a national director for MUFON. I mean, we work, I think, fairly well with them. There's obviously lots of small UFO groups. AJ happens to run a much larger organization that he's been able to create with its own magazine and some of its own things. But basically, we have a procedures manual for state and national directors, and if they sign on to become a national director and run a country, or if they're running a state, they basically have guidelines for how that should be done. So we basically make sure that cases get followed up on, that reports get completed properly, that events are run in a certain way. So it's all through a procedures manual that basically keeps things, for as much as we can, they keep them consistent across the geographies.
Now, looking at interest in UFOs around the world, and a lot of people think of it as U.S.-centric, which of course it's not, because we've had people associated with organizations around the world. But do you find any particular countries seem to be more into it?
Well, right now, Canada has just been going off the charts with us. In fact, one of our best cases came from there this past year, case 74282, which was a dumbbell-shaped craft. We just put Stu Bundy on our board, who was the assistant national director for Canada. They've gone gangbusters, and they've recruited almost triple the size of their MUFON membership up there in the last 12 months under his leadership. So, yeah, I mean, the UK, Canada, Australia, generally it's the English-speaking countries, although we're seeing quite a bit of interest in Germany, France, Italy. We don't get as much from the Asian countries, China, Japan, and over in that area of the world. I'm not sure why that is, if it's because of a stigma or it's just the language barrier or the written language barrier. I don't really know. But certainly Europe, South America, and North America are well represented within MUFON.
Now, some years back, I was in touch with somebody from Japan, and this is in the days of snail mail, before we had email and instantaneous transmission. So we're talking here about messages that might have taken a couple of weeks to get to me, even if sent with a pretty quick and expensive delivery method. And there seemed to be a lot of activity there. I had heard reports that there's a lot in China, but again, they're so walled off from the rest of the world, except when they manufacture iPhones and send them to us, that I guess there's no way to directly communicate. Or have you heard from people in China?
Yeah, I've heard from people kind of one-off out of China, but not anything in a coordinated fashion. You know, I would love to crack that market because I think it's one of the obviously most populous country in the world, and they're very progressive people. They've built a huge, huge middle class over just the last 20 years. So I think there's got to be a lot of opportunity there. But I find that the Asian culture, and of course they're all different, but they tend to be more reserved. And they don't talk about this as much where, you know, in the United States, I guess maybe our culture is to talk about things and to discuss them amongst ourselves. And there doesn't appear to me to be as much that way. But I wish I knew the truth, you know.
Now, Stanton Friedman often mentions the fact that he'd be giving a lecture and he'd ask the people in the audience, OK, tell me, how many of you have seen a UFO? And a certain percentage, a fairly decent percentage, will raise their hands. How many of you have reported the sighting? And then most of those hands go down.
Yes.
Don't think that's changed much over the years. Do we still have that stigma? If you say you saw a UFO, people will think you're nuts.
Well, yeah, I think it's more that people think that people will think they're nuts than it is that actually that they'll think they're nuts. I find most people get pretty excited when you tell them a UFO story. But I actually ask a set of questions when I first do a talk. I have a chart of course, the Hubble telescope of all the galaxies out there in a little one-inch square piece of space. And I ask the question, I mean, how many people in the room think that we're alone in the universe? There's no other life out there except us. I ask it a little different way. I ask, you know, how many people here believe that there's other life out there somewhere in the universe? You know, somewhere in this vast universe, there is life. And 100% of the hands will go up. Now, you know, essentially, because probably about 15, 20, 30 years ago, that wouldn't have been the case. You might have only two-thirds of the hands that would go up. But today, literally 100% of the hands go up. Maybe one person doesn't raise their hand. But then I step it back and I say, now, how many of you think that it's possible that some point in the distant past or some point currently that life is visiting us here on Earth? And generally it falls off to, if it's a UFO crowd, probably it's an 80% or back from 100 to 80%. And if it's a non-UFO crowd, it generally falls back to about 50-50, which I find interesting that people would think there's life out there 100%, but only half of them think it's ever been here.
There's a stretch in that, I expect, but hasn't it always been the case that, a third to half of the people in the U.S. when they do these surveys believe in UFOs, and the prevailing opinion, of course, is that they come from other places, other planets?
Yeah, I don't really know the answer to that. I mean, I think that's probably true. But what I find fascinating is if I speak to a UFO group, a crowd, I mean, it's like 80-90% say, oh, yeah, they're here. If I speak to just a general public, because I speak at libraries, I had the opportunity to speak at the Explorers Club in New York City last week, or 2 weekends ago, or whatever, to 80 people, mostly scientist-type folks, who don't know much about UFOs. And I only got a 50% factor out of that group. But, you're probably right. I mean, I would think about maybe half. But that tells me that there's a whole education process that has to happen for the other half. But then the last question I ask of the three questions is, how many of you in here have had your own experience with a UFO? And that generally drops it right down to about 10%. I find that it's a handful of people. You know, if it's a room of 50, it's maybe five people and they've had their own personal encounter. So I think that aligns with the numbers that you were mentioning earlier that Stan was talking about.
We'll get into more of our discussion with Jan Harzan, now the executive director of MUFON. A lot more to go. In the meantime, may I recommend you check out our new lower prices at the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. Chris O'Brien's running a bit late. We'll hear from Gogs Mackay a bit later, and we'll continue in a moment with Jan Harzan of MUFON. I'm Gene Steinberg, and of course you're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're continuing here with Jan Harzan, the executive director of MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network, and we're covering a lot of meta issues here about UFOs. Now, with the growing realization about life in the universe, we see all these so-called Goldilocks or Type N planets that are being discovered around other star systems, getting closer and closer to us, galactically speaking, of course. Do you think that's also pushing, or is it pushing more attention to UFOs, the possibility that ET is here now, not just a theoretical possibility?
I think it absolutely is. I mean, particularly when people are starting to see close-up images of some of these planets and some of their satellites, moons, our deep space probes. I mean, I think it's all – and now this Kepler telescope, which is looking out so far out and finding these exoplanets, I think it's becoming – I don't want to say painfully, but it's becoming very obvious to the most casual of observers that there are Earth-like planets all over the place out there. I mean – we live in a galaxy that has 100 billion stars, and there are 100 billion galaxies. And if you multiply that out, I mean, you're talking the quadrillions of every one of those stars has planets around it, right? At least one. The odds are just – it's got to be that there's other people out there. There's other life out there, whether it looks like us or not. I mean, you can debate that. But I think that's what's really pushing things right now is people are realizing that there's no way we're alone. But then the question becomes, where are they? Why aren't they here? Why aren't they talking to them? Why aren't they landing on the White House lawn and speaking to the president? Well, maybe we're just not that interesting to them, frankly.
Yes, but you'd also have to think here, if they're coming to another planet, we don't know what kind of ethics they have or if they have an ethics in the way we even understand it. But certainly, if they see us as a primitive race, a primitive species, wouldn't they be circumspect about what they do, or they don't give a damn?
Well, you know, the way I do it is I flip it on its end and I say, well, okay, let's assume that we're out there circling a planet somewhere out in space, and we look down and we see this life down there, and they're killing each other and they're warring with each other and doing all these horrible things to each other. Would we want to go down and introduce ourselves to them? I don't know. I mean, you know, I always get a kick out of, you know, reports from farmer who sees a UFO, he pulls out a shotgun and takes a shot at it. It's like, really? Why would you do that? I mean, these are advanced people. You don't want to be shooting at people who are more advanced than you are. But, you know, we don't really know why they don't come talk to us specifically. I mean, we do know that there are obviously some people that they do engage with on a one-on-one level. Obviously, we have the stories from the 50s and 60s where they supposedly made a treaty with our president and did some other things. Whether that's true or not, I mean, it's still to be told, but I just think, honestly, if anybody who's 100 years, 1,000 years, or 1,000,000 years more advanced than us, it'd be like us stopping along the side of the road to talk to a cow we see. I mean, we don't have a whole lot to say to them, right? So why stop?
Now, a bunch of possibilities come up, and I have about four questions based on what you said, but let's just look at one of them. Say they're 1,000 years ahead of us, 10,000, 1,000,000. Would we even recognize them for what they are? Would we even recognize the way they travel? Or is it possible what we see is just staged for our benefit? I'm thinking of the movie Contact, where the Jodie Foster character sees her late father as supposedly E.T., and he says, I'm coming to you this way because you would not accept my real appearance.
I think it's highly likely that's exactly right, that they have the ability to, I mean, obviously, there's more than one race out there visiting. Just take a very advanced race who's 1,000 years more advanced than us. That's a very good possibility that if we saw them in their current state, we might freak out. So knowing how our minds work, they project to us what is something that we can accept in terms of what they look like. So I think that's highly probable.
What about the possibility that we are, in part, interpreting what we see because it's so alien, we're trying to make it seem as if it's something we accept?
Well, that's a good possibility, too. I mean, you know, Joel Barker did his whole shtick on paradigms and how it's hard for people to grasp a new concept. I think one of the toughest things to grasp is the fact that you've got people who aren't from here visiting us, whatever form they're in. There's a story about the Indians when we came over from Europe, that they couldn't see our ships because it was not in their paradigm that there'd be ships, these huge ships. I don't know how you could be in the mind of an Indian or a Native American, but it makes some sense to me. I've had my own conversations with people where they just can't grasp the possibility of there being extraterrestrials on this planet. I mean, it's just like so far outside of their belief system that they just block it out. We have cases where people have extraordinary sightings, and there's a group of them. And yet half the group will completely forget they ever had that sighting, even though the other people say, no, you were there with me. We were in the car together. Don't you remember when you saw this? And it's completely wiped from their brain. Now, there's other reasons why that might be so, but I find that fascinating that our minds become filters for anything that is so far outside that we can't accept it. And I think it's a protection mechanism that's been built into the wiring of our brains so that we don't overload and go crazy. I mean, I'm not a psychologist, but I see the actual effects from talking to real witnesses about their experiences, and I can attest that it's true.
Now, when you interview witnesses, you, your people over at MUFON, do you probe into their background, into prior experiences of any kind that might be unusual, or are you focusing mostly on that particular sighting? How much are we looking into the background of these people?
Well, I mean, we basically look in the background in terms of who they are, what they do for a living, you know, what their educational level is, how long they've lived where they lived. Vast majority of sightings, I mean, probably up in the high 90%, usually happen in someone's either backyard, front yard. You know, I stepped out on the patio to let the dog out or light up a smoke, and I looked up and saw this object. You know, it's uncanny how many of those cases start out that way. So we basically verify the witness, but we don't typically go back unless they share it with us. We're focused primarily on what it is they reported. Now, generally, if they've had other experiences, they'll probably mention those, but we try to take them one report at a time. You know, we do have some people who have multiple repeated events happen to them. Not always does it turn out that they're actual real events. I mean, we have people who just everything they see is a flying saucer. Everything they see is an alien. So you have to kind of look at that and look at the data and kind of figure out what it is. We retain all the information that's been given to us, and it all gets put in our database. But most people are lucky if they see one object in their lifetime. I mean, there are still people wishing they could see something who've been longtime MUFON members and have never seen a craft.
Well, I look at it this way. I may have had one UFO sighting when I was really, really, not really young, but in my 20s, which seems like an awful long time ago. We got more to come with Jan Harzan of MUFON, and everything he's saying raises 20,000 questions, and we'll get into those questions and listen to questions as we progress. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien and Gogs MacKay are coming. Of course, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have a special feature of the Paracast I do want to tell you about, because listeners have asked, gee, what's the best way to support you? Patronize your advertisers, of course, but what about the show itself? And we have something special for everyone. It's called the Paracast Plus. And we have a second radio show to go with it called After the Paracast, which can be anything. It can be chit-chat. It could be Monday morning quarterbacking, color commentary, special guests that don't appear on the regular show, extended interviews with the guests from the regular show. We also give you a commercial-free version of the show, free of the network ads, better quality audio, more content coming. Our friend Paul Kimball, the fellow who does UFO and paranormal documentaries, has given us some of his Other Side of Truth podcasts and videos that are going up exclusively to members of the Paracast Plus. Prices start at $4.99 a month. Check it out, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. With Jan Harzan, we're probing into, I guess, the experiences, methods, and what's being learned about UFOs by the Mutual UFO Network, of which he is the executive director, although, of course, he might have preferred to be called international director. You can't change that now, can you? Can you go to the board and say, wouldn't you really like to call me international director?
I could if I wanted. Yes. Yeah, we could change it back if we wanted to. It's not that big of a deal. But executive director, I mean, I think it plays well. When I look at other nonprofits and how they do things, they're all titled as executive director, even though they might be international organizations. They don't call them international director. So I just always thought that had a nice ring to it, international director. But it'll probably stay executive director.
Let me ask you here a question from one of our listeners, Randall, who goes by the name of Ufology. He's from Canada, and he's been a regular on the forums and also the show. And a couple of these questions have a bit of an edge to it. So let me go into it here. If MUFON obtained verifiable evidence of alien visitation, which would you support? Okay, one is a little bit critical, but, you know, just ride with me here. It's the question. A, cost-free disclosure to the public. B, disclosing it only for a price. If so, what price would you consider fair? That might be a little kind of insulting, wouldn't it?
No, I mean, the answer is flat out. We would definitely put it out to the public free. I mean, it's we're here to report to the public. I mean, what we're trying to do is for those who are willing to support MUFON, just like Paracast, you know, they get some extra perks and some different things, like, you know, looking at our, being able to look into our files going back 20, 30 years. But no, what we're trying to do is if as information comes in, I mean, we've got a case today that happened in 1957, but it's an extraordinary case. It's going to get written up in our journal this month. Now, of course, you have to remember to read the journal, but it'll get posted on our website. That's free to the public. You can read about it on the website. But for more detailed analysis and in-depth view and writing on things, that'll probably be a member-only type of a perk. But it only costs $4.99 a month to be a member of MUFON these days, so it's not a big deal. It's a cup and a half of, you know, Starbucks coffee.
Is it cheap? Here, Starbucks coffee is more than that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, it just amazes me. People will put out hundreds of dollars a month for coffee and things like that, and they don't even blink an eye. But boy, if they have to pay $4.99 a month for one thing to get the information they really want to have, they get crazy about it. But no, to answer the gentleman's question, I mean, absolutely. If we have something extraordinary, we're going to break the story and get it out to the public as fast as we can. Now, you brought up the question earlier about, you know, what do we do when we investigate sightings? I mean, I think one big difference between MUFON and other organizations who report things about UFOs is we actually take the time to go verify the witnesses. I mean, we don't take someone's story that they put out on the internet and start ballyhooing it out to the public that it's real until we know for a fact that the person's been verified, the story's been verified. If we can get corroborating information, as we have in this case I just mentioned, boy, that's important. And then you've got a real case that you can talk about with zeal to the public. What I find, though, interestingly enough, is that a lot of the public just yawns and goes on with their daily lives. It's like, to them, it's like, oh, well, there's the extraterrestrials. Who cares? I just find that a fascinating, you know, I had a friend once tell me, well, Jan, this is all good and well if it's true, but you know what? I still have to pay my mortgage, so I'm worrying about that. Okay, go worry about paying the mortgage.
Sure, but if an ET race revealed itself, that would be a major disruption to our society.
Yeah.
In fact, is that also a possible reason why governments may not reveal any such thing? Not necessarily because UFOs are hostile, but just the existence of something like that upends the energy industry, upends all sorts of things. What about organized religion? What kind of impact does it have? Does that give a reason for possible secrecy?
I think it absolutely does. You know, I don't know personally why they don't reveal what they know, but I mean, I could put myself in their shoes and come up with some really important scenarios. I mean, the first one is what you just said, which is all the disruption to our industries, to our stock market, to our world religions, to different things. I mean, now stopping right there for a second, the Catholics are way out ahead of this thing. They've already announced that there's extraterrestrial life, you know, and they talk about it, and they've been on camera, on TV about it, and they're looking at it as an opportunity to recruit new members to the Catholic Church, you know, when these people show up, which I think is a great positive way to look at it.
Well, they're looking at it as these are also God's subjects. But what if E.T. lands and communicates to us and says, religion, oh, we don't do that anymore. Or, hey, we were here a couple of thousand years ago. We were here 100,000 years ago, and we did some genetic manipulation. And
yep.
The way you are now, we put you here.
Yeah. So here's what I say to people, because absolutely, is it possible we've been genetically manipulated? Absolutely. I think it's probably a high probability. Was it that we were created by these extraterrestrials, not necessarily by God himself? It's a possibility. But I always ask, okay, so let's just assume that's the case. Then who invented the extraterrestrial? Like who created the extraterrestrial? I mean, it all had to come from someplace. So there's got to be a creator. It just didn't pop out of nothingness. I mean, it had to. I'm an engineer by education. And you know, to me, I look at something and I'm fascinated by the design of it. And you just look at the human body and the intricate design and how all these different systems within the body have to work just perfectly or else you drop dead.
Well, yeah, but the human back doesn't really make it. I think whoever created us, they got to rethink the back.
I just think of the bed technology we have. You know, what it would have been to be living in a cave on a hard rock floor, and now we have our super foam beds and everything else. I wouldn't have made it very long. Maybe that's why they died so early back in those days.
Well, I'm looking at a new mattress now. We need a new mattress, and we're looking into some of these foam mattresses they sell online. I won't mention specific sponsors because we're talking with them. We might even add one. And I think if you add them, you get the bed as part of the package. So I can't wait till that happens. Let's get back to the disclosure thing because we kind of fell into it. Okay.
But I'd like to just continue with that if I could.
Sure.
Because I think the more likely scenario, honestly, is the fact that this has major national security implications. If you have the ability to get here from far out there, in essence, you're time traveling or you're manipulating space and time in a way we've never even thought possible. So you would not want that to fall into enemy hands, because if it did, I mean, here's just a simple example. You know, someone who had that kind of capability could put a nuclear bomb on the steps of the White House and blow it up before anyone even knew it was there. Contagious. Boom. There's no way to prepare against that. To say, you know, so I can see where the national security of this thing was what drove it so deep in the secret world. But I think we've come a long way in the last 70 years as a civilization. I mean, we probably haven't as, in my opinion, one of the big reasons why we wouldn't have wanted to announce this or brought this out is I think our spiritual advancement has far lagged behind our technological advancement as a race.
You know, that's something we could continue. Chris O'Brien's running late. Of course, he returned earlier this week from Thailand. Gogs Mackay is probably stuck on the road somewhere getting back to his home. We have Jan Harzan, Executive Director of MUFON. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is Hilly Rose, and I hope that you do listen to the Paracast because you will learn a great deal about the paranormal.
We got Jan Harzan, Executive Director of MUFON, joining us. We're talking about the possibilities here of what the government may know or not know. And obviously, that's ripe with all sorts of possibilities. But the question I guess we have over the years is, assuming there was a government policy in the late 40s to keep this under wraps for any reason, how do you keep a secret generation after generation, president after president, multiple political parties? How do you do that?
Well, I think the first answer is you stop telling the presidents, because I think after Kennedy and Richard Nixon taking Jackie Gleason out to show him bodies, I think they realized you can't tell these guys a whole lot. So,
but do you believe that? That's the story. Did he really take Jackie Gleason out to show him bodies?
Well, that's what Jackie said on his television show. So I don't know, but I can tell you, I think after that, I think they ratcheted it back quite a bit. I mean, I believe that maybe the president knows just enough to keep him or her in the know, but it's not so much that they know enough. I found it interesting on Jimmy Kimmel Live here this past year when Obama was on and was repeatedly asked by Jimmy about whether he had been to Area 51 or had done any investigating what was out there. At first, he joked about it, and you can Google it and watch the show, that segment, that five-minute segment. But at the very end, after really being pressed hard by Jimmy Kimmel about what he knew, the president basically said, "I can't talk about it, you know. I can't reveal anything," I think was his exact words. "I can't reveal anything." And so that tells you there's something to reveal. I mean, if you can't reveal something, then there's something there to reveal. But I don't know that he knows much more than that. I mean, I think the way you keep things secret is you tell very few people or you compartmentalize it. I just had this conversation yesterday with Dr. Bob Wood, who recently retired from our board but is still actively involved in MUFON. And we were talking about, you know, the hardest thing for people to get who are not part of this UFO field, even the people in the UFO field, is how do they manage to keep this thing a secret? And he said, "Jan, when I worked in government projects and had a security clearance, they used like four different things. I'll be lucky if I can remember the four things he told me. But basically, they start with appealing to your patriotism. You are a good citizen of the United States, and you want the United States to flourish, so you will keep this a secret, won't you?" And you think a lot about these old 80-year-old guys from World War II and back. I mean, a lot of them have gone to their grave holding vast secrets of what they knew about the Roswell crash, about what happened at Wright-Patterson. I mean, we're at the very tail end of that generation now with just a few people still living. And the vast majority of them are taking whatever they know to their graves, which I just find fascinating. Probably the last generation was my country, right or wrong. I mean, after most people went through the 60s and in the 70s, and with the whole Richard Nixon thing, I think people became a little more jaded on the government and began to question the government. particularly with the Vietnam War and that whole thing. So today, I think people are pretty much, yeah, I'm being lied to. I get it. I'm being lied to.
That might explain a lot of the politics in the current election. I don't want to get deep into the weeds there, because we have this problem, like a lot of people do, where people tune into the show not to hear politics, except, of course, they'd love to hear about the Kennedy assassination or a 9/11 conspiracy, but not the day-to-day politics, because they get enough of that already. And they come here, they don't want to hear it, and when we even mention it in passing, some freak. So I am going to mention it, because in relation to UFOs, you kind of have to. If the government is holding a secret, well, politicians are in control, or maybe they're not. So your contention here is that presidents may know something, but just the bare essentials.
I don't believe they're fully read in on everything that's happening, and I don't think the American people will be either if they ever do come out and make an announcement. We have to realize this is being run by the intelligence community, which makes its professions based on lies. That we have to remember that it's the intelligence community that's running this thing. And, I mean, they don't want the truth out there. They want to obfuscate it with lies. And, you know, so if we're ever told anything by our government, by anybody, we have to realize it's probably going to be a story that's been spun to play it the way they want us to hear it. Not the truth. So we'll probably never get the truth, unfortunately. I guess that's maybe my jaded way to say it.
It kind of reminds me of the silly story I made up, a couple of years ago, suggesting that if President Obama, in his final days in office, finally gets up to the podium and says, I have something to tell you that we've been keeping secret because of national security reasons, he brings E.T. out to the podium and says, okay, this person is from another world and another star system. I'd say probably 50 to 75% of the people watching this would think it's just a trick.
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. I've often said, you know, if a UFO crashed in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard, and the news crews all rushed there to take photographs of it and put it on the 6 o'clock news, that most people would think it was just a stunt by Steven Spielberg for a new movie. You know, they wouldn't, even if they were told it was a real extraterrestrial craft that had crashed, I think most of them would pass it off as, oh, well, this is just poppycock. So, yeah, I agree with what you're saying, frankly.
It wouldn't be like the scene we see in Independence Day where everybody reacted and people had roof parties. It's the end of the world as we know it from the particular song. In any case, let's just move back to disclosure. So we have presidents who promise something. And we had Hillary Clinton going on several shows saying they'd look into UAP, that she knew that at all shows she did her research or wanted to make it seem as if she did her research. We know John Podesta actively is interested in UFOs, wrote the introduction to Leslie Kane's book. But now we have a situation here, obviously, Hillary lost. So does that put the kibosh on any hopes that something's going to happen? Or maybe she just said that because she wanted all the votes she could get.
Well, we have to remember that, you know, we've had several presidents tell us they were going to tell us the truth on this. I mean, going back to, we could think back to Gerald Ford when he was a congressman and ran a congressional hearing on UFOs. In fact, it was the first and only time that a congressional hearing has been held on the subject of UFOs. To get to the bottom of what was going on in Michigan back in 1966, even though many, many people testified, absolutely nothing came out of it.
Well, I suppose if you include the Condon report, you can say quite accurately that nothing came out of it, although many feel that was just a whitewash. It certainly gave Project Blue Book the excuse to shut down.
Then that was followed up a few years later by Jimmy Carter when he was running for president. Jimmy had had his own UFO sighting as a governor and had vowed that when he got in the office, he would reveal all the files on UFOs to the American people. That never happened. We've had other people try to attempt to do it. And then most recently, of course, Hillary came out with her famous statements that if she's elected, she'll push hard to get files released. And I thought it was interesting that she said on the new word for UFO is UAP. I love that. The scientists don't want to be associated with the word UFO because there's too much craziness around that word. But they'll call it UAP. Well, excuse me, but it's the same thing. I mean, it's an unidentified aerial phenomenon. So But she couched the words with, and she ended her statement, public statement, by saying, unless it has national security implications. Well, excuse me, I think extraterrestrials coming from someplace out there, whether it's out there, right here, or however they get here, would have national security implications. So basically what you've said is, I'm going to tell you everything unless I can't tell you everything, when we already know that she won't be allowed to tell anything. So I didn't really jump at that one. I think it's nice that she was talking about it. I think it's great that John Podesta has a keen interest in this and wants to see it come out. I mean, I'm all for anybody who wants to put the truth out there. I just don't believe that anybody in public power is going to be able to be granted that. I wouldn't mind going back and just picking up on a question you asked a little earlier.
Sure.
And that was, how do they keep it secret? Because what I was shared with yesterday by Bob Wood from was a physicist at McDonnell Douglas for 43 years working on top secret projects. He said it's basically four things. The first is they appeal to your patriotism. You know, as a good American, you certainly wouldn't want this information out there because it could harm your country, right? You salute and you say, yes, yes. And then basically they make you sign paperwork that says if you ever talk about this subject, you know, now some of the things don't have like a 30-year shelf life to them. Some have an infinite shelf life to them. But if you do, then you're going to lose your pension. All these bad things could happen to you. And, oh, by the way, you could go to jail. You know, and so you basically make people sign an agreement with their signature that says they're not going to talk about this.
Let's do our break and continue on the methods they may use, threats and whatever, to keep a secret. Okay. We have Jan Harzan, the executive director of MUFON. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Classic science fiction at its best. Available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.